So we are continuing our reading from the Adi Leela, chapter 17 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the last chapter of the Adi Leela. And Adi Leela finishes with Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. The sannyas leela of Mahaprabhu is very, very sweet. And just like the pastime of the Lord, of appearance is very sweet. Similarly, his taking sannyas is also sweet. Not only sweet, it has internal reason and an external reason for the Lord's taking sannyas. So, we will try and explore both the reasons by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The sannyas pastime of Mahaprabhu are mentioned in five key literatures which describe the details of the pastime. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Another wonderful literature is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is given by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is non-different from Vyasadeva himself. Then there is Sri Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, which is written by Murari Gupta. And then there is the Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natakam, a work in Sanskrit, written by Kavi Karnapur. And finally, Janava Mata's disciple, Nityananda Das, has written Prema Vilas, which also describes these pastimes. So these five literature, if one reads first the Chaitanya Charitamrita and then Chaitanya Bhagavat and then the others, then one gets a very detailed description of Mahaprabhu's leelas, especially this sannyasa leela. So as Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport, Mahaprabhu was 24 years old and he was a grihastha. He was having his own tola, which is a school, where he was teaching Sanskrit, grammar, primarily. And incidentally, the last time I spoke at the manor, I spoke about this pastime where a Brahmana boy is coming to see Mahaprabhu to resolve his grammatical doubts. And he sees Mahaprabhu chanting, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. And the Brahmana boy becomes very critical of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu chases him. And the boy goes to the place where other boys are studying. And he tells all the children, this Nimai Pandit, he's not a Vaishnava. Vaishnavas don't chant Gopi, Gopi. He's simply hypocrite. And he's coming to beat me. If this is how he's going to beat the Brahmanas, then the Brahmanas will revolt. And if he comes here, all the way here, trying to beat me, then we'll catch him and we'll beat him up instead. So all the Brahmana boys, they become very, very agitated. Yes, yes, you're right. This is what we will do. Mahaprabhu is obviously Krishna himself. So he understands the heart of these children. And knowing what is going in the heart of these children, he becomes very morose, very sad. And one day, and this is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, one day when he is associating with his confidential associates, he speaks a very interesting verse. He says, Korilo pipali khanda kapha nibarite ulatiya ara kapha bodilo dehete. This is a riddle. He says, Korilo pipali khanda, pipali means pepper, khanda means sugar. When you have 2 portions of pepper and 4 portions of sugar, ground sugar, you mix it together. This is the ancient remedy for cough and cold. So Mahaprabhu says, I prepared this medicine so that the copper, the disease of coughing would go away. But instead of the disease going away, the disease has multiplied. So what is this riddle? Why Mahaprabhu is suddenly saying about preparing a medicine? So here, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Mahaprabhu was thinking that this world, the living entities are diseased because of forgetfulness of Krishna, because not having the love for Krishna. And by giving them the Mahamantra, which is the medicine, they will be relieved of this disease and develop love for Krishna. And I'm trying to distribute this holy names of the Lord. But instead of taking them and becoming a lover of the Lord, these people have turned against me. So instead of the disease reducing, the disease has increased. So this was his confidential meaning when he said this verse, that I'm preparing a medicine, giving it, but the disease is increasing. So he spoke to Nityananda Prabhu and he said, Nityananda Prabhu, I have a desire. The only way we can get these Brahmanas and others to respect me is if I take sannyas. Because when one takes sannyas, according to the traditional system, one is to be accepted as good as Narayana. So the Ekadandi sannyasis, they refer to each other as Narayana. When they see each other, they bow down and say, Om Namo Narayana. So Mahaprabhu said that these Brahmanas, they will respect me. If I am a Grihastha, they think I am just like one of them. Isn't it? When we see somebody who is a sannyasi, even now in Kali Yuga, when you see a sannyasi, even in 2019-18, you feel a lot more respect than, let's say, you see a brahmachari or a grihastha. Well, factually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this is only external. A sannyasi is no more a purer devotee than, let's say, a brahmachari or a vanaprastha or a grihastha. The external dress is not the mark of one's devotion. It is one's love for the Lord, which is mark of one's devotion. And so when somebody asked Srila Prabhupada in a letter, should I take sannyas? Srila Prabhupada said to him, simply preach. What is it in changing your dress? How will it matter? Simply preach. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also emphasizes, he never took sannyas himself. Well, he became Babaji. So, but not quite sannyasi. Sannyas was started by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Mahaprabhu is asking Nityananda Prabhu, can I take sannyas? Nityananda Prabhu says, who can stop you, my Lord? You are my Lord. How can you ask permission from me? If you so wish, then please go ahead and take sannyas. But please make sure you ask your other devotees. So the Lord then goes to Mukunda, his old friend from school. Mukunda is a school friend. He's a few years senior to him, but he's still a friend. And he asks Mukunda. Mukunda in the spiritual world is Madhukantha. Madhukantha and Snigdhakantha are twin brothers. They are extremely well known for their singing. Madhukantha means sweet throat. And Snigdhakantha means loving throat. So when they both sing together, then all the gopas, they dance. So Mukunda is Madhukantha and he is the best singer in Mahaprabhu's gang of devotees. So Mahaprabhu says, Can I take sannyas? Mukunda says, please, stay for some more time. Have kirtan. Let's have kirtan. And then you may do what you wish. Then Mahaprabhu goes to Gadadhar Pandit and says, please give me permission to take sannyas. Gadadhar Pandit says, where does it say in the scriptures that a person has to take sannyas in order to become a pure devotee? In fact, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the episode of Priyavrat Maharaj, Brahmaji says that even if one takes sannyas and goes to the forest, as long as he carries his six wives with him wherever he goes, there is no hope for him. Each one of us have six wives. Some of you might say, Prabhu, I am a brahmachari. What are you talking? Bhagavatam says each one of us have six wives. So the acharyas have given two different meanings. One is the mind and the five senses are the six wives. As long as they are uncontrolled, even if one is living in the ashram, going to the forest, as long as these six wives are with them and uncontrolled, there is no hope. But even if one is in the grihastha ashram and with these six wives under control, the mind and the five senses under control, one can attain pure devotional service. Brahmaji's instruction, the creator of this universe, who made us all, gives this verdict. So, Gadadhar Pandit is arguing similarly. Who says you can't be a grihastha and accomplish your purpose of flooding this world with Harinam? Please don't leave. But if you may still wish to leave, who can stop you? So Mahaprabhu thanks him, and then he goes to his final permission he takes from Sachi Mata. And when he tells Sachi Mata what is on his mind, Sachi Mata is completely devastated. She faints. She cries. She tells him not to leave. And then Nimai Pandit, tells Sachi Mata, Sachi Mata, you may not remember, but let me tell you what our relationship is. Previously you were Prishni, and I appeared from your womb as Prishni Garbha. Previously you were Aditi, and I appeared from your womb as Vamana. Previously you were Devahuti, and I appeared from your womb as Kapila. Previously you were Kaushalya, and I appeared from your womb as Ramachandra. Previously you were Devaki, and I appeared from your womb as Krishna. And now you are my mother Sachi, and I have appeared from your womb as Nimai. And there are two more births that I will take after I take sannyas. Do we know what those are? Chaitanya Bhagavat says, very interesting, two more births. He says, after I spread the mission of the holy name, I will take birth from you as Bhumi Devi, as Mother Earth. I will take birth in the form of the deities. And from you as Mother Tongue, the tongue is a mother, I will take birth as the holy names of the Lord. This is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Mahaprabhu convinces Mother Sachi, and then he tells these devotees not to tell anyone else. Don't reveal this secret. I will go to Katwa, and there I will take initiation from Keshava Bharati. So in this verse, Mahaprabhu had asked Keshava Bharati for sannyas. Keshava Bharati had said, how can I refuse? And so Mahaprabhu was ready to go. Actually, the word Katva was later on, the original name is Kantaka Gram. Prabhupada also says Kantaka Gram. Kantaka means thorn, kata, thorn. And grama means village. So Kantaka Gram or Katwa in Bengali was the name given by Mother Sashi, because that is the village which was like a thorn. Thorn is painful if it gets into your body. Similarly, that was the village which caused the pain to the residents of Nabadweep. So it was known as Katwa. Of course, the news reached Vishnupriya, the Lord's wife, who was 14 years old. They were 10 years apart. And when she received the news, she told the Lord, "Is it real? Is it true that you are leaving?" The Lord agreed. He said, "Yes, it is true." And then he convinced, just the night before he left, he convinced Vishnupriya to be without him. And he said, "I will never leave you, because you are non-different from Lakshmi Devi. You are non-different from Bhudevi." And Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually says she is non-different from Bhakti Devi. And the Navadvipa, the nine islands, are non-different from the nine processes of devotional service. So Mahaprabhu decides to go and take initiation from Keshava Kashmiri. In Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak, we see that the meaning of Keshava Bharati is mentioned. Kavi Karnapur says Keshava Bharati. Keshava means the Lord and Bharati means words. So Keshava Bharati literally means the Vedic literature. So the words of Keshava Bharati were like Vedic literature. He was personification of Vedic literature. But who else was personification of Vedic literature? It was Sandipani Muni, the spiritual master of Krishna. And hence Keshava Bharati's original identity is that of Sandipani Muni. Also, Keshava Bharati's original identity is that of Akrura. Because Akrura was the one who took Krishna away from Braj. So he is both Akrura and he is also, Sandipani Muni, the teacher of the Lord. So then Mahaprabhu reaches Katwa. He is surrounded by Chandrasekhara Acharya. Chandrasekhara Acharya is the Mesa of the Masa. Masa means mother's sister's husband, maternal uncle, mother's sister. So Sachidevi's sister is Sarvajaya. Sarvajaya's husband is Chandrasekhara. So Chandrasekhara is the Masa of Mahaprabhu. He lives very close to where Jagannath Mishra lives in Nabadweep. So Chandrasekhara Acharya also comes. So Nityananda, Chandrasekhara and Mukunda are there in Katwa with the Lord when the Lord takes sannyas. And beautiful pastime is mentioned of the Lord taking sannyas. The barber, his name is Madhu, who cuts Mahaprabhu's hair. He says that once I cut your hair, how can I ever do this profession again? And so much love of Lord he feels that every time he cuts a little piece of his hair, he goes into a trance and chants Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. With every little strand, he is going into Hari Bol for 10-15 minutes. So he takes one full day, 24 hours to cut Mahaprabhu's hair. And after cutting that hair, Mahaprabhu's hair, he gives up his profession as a barber and becomes a sweet seller for the rest of his life. His samadhi is there in Katwa even today. Madhu's samadhi is also there, the barber. Such beautiful pastimes are there. Today the time is short, so we will not be able to go into too much detail. And Keshav Bharati, who is the spiritual master of the Lord, before he gives the sannyas mantra to the Lord says to him, last night a sannyasi came into my dream and he told me a mantra. Are you going to initiate me with the same mantra? Let me tell you what mantra he told me. So Mahaprabhu tells the mantra to Keshav Bharati. And Keshav Bharati then says, yes, yes, this is the mantra I will give you. So by doing that, Mahaprabhu, Krishna, nobody can initiate Krishna. Krishna first initiated Keshav Bharati by giving the mantra to him. And then he received the same mantra. And then his name was given, that from now onwards your name shall be Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Bolo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhagwan ki jai. So Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And then Keshav Bharati explains what is the meaning of Shri Krishna Chaitanya. He says Krishna is the Lord and his holy name is what you have spread everywhere. And by spreading his message and his holy name, you have transformed the consciousness, the Chaitanya of everyone. Hence your name will be Krishna Chaitanya. One who spreads the message of the Lord and transforms everyone's consciousness. So literally Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. So I can't remember where I heard or when I heard, but somebody, I think it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was giving a class when I heard this. He said, once Prabhupada said, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, literally Krishna Consciousness means Shri Krishna Chaitanya, is International Society for Shri Krishna Chaitanya is Mahaprabhu's mercy to spread everywhere. So, such wonderful pastimes were performed. There is one more external reason. So what was one external reason why Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas? Because he was not respected as a grihastha. It's hard when the brahmanas would see the grihastha, they would think, oh, he's just like us. He dresses like us. He talks like us. He has a wife like us. We have a wife. He has a wife. He's in a family. He's living. He is making a earning. So we are making earnings, so he's just like us. So one should not judge a devotee by their externals, by their ashram, by their varna. Although devotee has no varna in one sense, but still. So then, one more external reason. Once in Srivasangan, when Mahaprabhu was performing his confidential kirtan pastime, there was one brahmana who wanted to enter Srivasangan. He wanted to enter Srivasa's house and participate in the kirtan of the Lord. But he was stopped at the door. And he was told, just because you are a pious brahmana does not mean you are allowed to enter inside. The brahmana felt so offended that he went to the Ganges next morning, tied his Brahmin thread around his thumb, chanted the Vidhi mantra and said, at this moment, I give a curse to this Krishna Chaitanya, that time his name was Nimai Pandit. I give him a curse that he shall lose all his family relationship. He shall become a sannyasi, a mendicant, and go from one place to another. He's performing kirtan in one place every day, every night, all day and night. Once he becomes sannyasi, he will not be allowed to stay in one place. He will have to roam everywhere from forest to forest. So I give him this curse, and he broke his Brahmin thread. This is mentioned by Murari Gupta in Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. He says, क्रुद्ध ब्राह्मण शाप वै वर एवा भवन मम उद्धरामी जगान सर्वान संन्यासाश्रममाश्रित। आई विल टेक, महाप्रभु सेज, आई विल टेक संन्यास इन ऑर्डर टू रिस्पेक्ट दिस ब्राह्मणस डिजायर। सो टू एक्सटर्नल रीजन्स। Now the internal reasons are very beautiful. Time is short. We will see what we can cover. In Prema Vilas, Nityananda Das's description of Mahaprabhu's sannyas is very beautiful. The question arises, how could the Lord give up his devotees, his mother, his wife, his friends? How could he give up all of them and take sannyas? How was it possible? So the description is given here. Conversation between Mahaprabhu and Loknath Gosai. Loknath Goswami, have you heard this before? Anyone? The confidential reason for Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas. I will read the Bengali verses. They are very beautiful. Quickly. So Mahaprabhu is talking to Loknath Gosai. He's telling Loknath Goswami why he will take sannyas. Please listen carefully. I'll translate as I go along. He says, because this Brahmana started criticizing me and I am the Lord myself, if this Brahmana boy and his associates would continue to do so, then they would never attain the love of the Lord. You cannot criticize Krishna and then chant his holy name as well. It will not work. Right? So he said, this is the reason that why I will take sannyas, so they will be forced to respect me. But he says, "Ei baiho bichara ara monera ashay." This is external only, Loknath Goswami. Suno Loknatha iha kohilo nischay. I will tell you the definitive secret, the internal reason. This is the external reason. The internal reason. Radhikara bhavalana shaba prayojan. My internal reason for appearance is to assume the form of Srimati Radharani and be in her mood. Keba buje keba sune jai moraman. Who will hear this and who can understand this internal reason? Mora angera barana Bashan Radha Gai. Srimati Radharani, when I was with her in Vrindavan, would always wear a sari of a particular color. Do you know which color? Srila Radharani's favorite color? Huh? Blue. So he says, she would always wear blue. Ei lagi nila bastra. Nila bastra, blue colored sari. Shukho ati pai, and she was very happy wearing the blue sari because it would remind her of me. Amara bichhede pore aruna boson. But when I left Vrindavan, she changed the color of her sari. She took the saffron color sari, which symbolizes bichhede pore, amara bichhede pore, which symbolizes disassociation or being away from each other. Birohe byakulo hoya tejilo jiban. And out of my separation, she left. She gave up her life. Amiho tejibo prana tahar lagia. My purpose of being in this world is to experience the mood of Srimati Radharani, so I will also give up my life in her attachment. Actually, I missed one line where he says, Apanakya Nija Dashi Maneshar Bakhan. Every moment Radharani would consider herself to be a maid servant of Krishna. So in this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I will also Shei Dasha Hoibe Tomi Shuni Betha Kiya. I will also become her maid servant in this particular pastime. Dharibota Hara Kanti Paribo Arun Bashan. And for that reason, I will also accept the saffron dress. Just like she had accepted the saffron dress. Hoibota Hara Dasha Anandita Man. And I will dance, my mind will be in bliss, experiencing the mood of being her servant. Ei lagi aruna basana dibagai japibo tahara guna kahilu to mai. My only purpose will be to chant her glories. Tahara jateka guna naribo shodhite. Nobody is able to give any description of the supreme qualities of Srimati Radharani. Shata janma ayu jadi hoya prithvite. Mahaprabhu says, even if I live for 100 years and every moment describe her glories, I cannot finish describing the glories of Srimati Radharani. Gune prite tarasthane hoi ache rini. I have become an indebtor of Srimati Radharani. Tabe jani kripa more kore na ei mati. Simply by my absorption in her, as a sannyasi, taking a saffron dress, maybe she will give me some mercy. Paibo tahara prema kandi bona yane. By getting her mercy, her love, I cry from my eyes, tears of love. Dhulaya dhusara hoya nachibo sankirtane. And I will dance in sankirtan, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in her separation. Covered by dust, my body will be covered by dust. Iha boli phukariya kande gaura rai. Saying this, gaura rai, Mahaprabhu became breathless. Radha Vrindavan. Radha, he started chanting Radha, 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 Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Boli dharani lotai. He started rolling on the floor in front of Loknath Goswami, remembering Srimati Radharani and Vrindavan. This in Prema Vilas is the confidential internal reason. He says that the gopis of Vrindavan and Srimati Radharani gave up everything to seek my association. Now I shall experience the same by giving up my mother, my wife and my friends and everything that I possess as Nimai Pandit and taking sannyas. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. I surrender unto, well, surrender. I serve. He does surrender also. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, where he says, I surrender completely. My will is surrendered to the will of my devotees. Also in the episode of Amrish Maharaj, he says, my will is controlled by my devotee, not by me. So here he says, ye yatha mam prapadyante, as one surrenders unto me, I reciprocate accordingly. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, shei pratigya bhanga hoilo gopira bhajane. By the bhajan of gopis, this pratigya of the Lord, this vow of the Lord that I will reciprocate with you as you serve me was bhanga hoilo, was not fulfilled. Why? Tahate Pramana Krishna Shri Mukha Bachane. Because in Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, the Lord tells the gopis. Beautiful verse, 10th canto, chapter 32. I believe it is the last verse of chapter 32. Does anyone know what that verse is? Yes. The Lord says, Naparayeham. Jeev Goswami in his commentary, he says, Naparayeham nashaknomi. Means, I am not able, don't even ask. Krishna is saying, nashaknomi, I am not able to repay you, don't even ask. Although in Bhagavad Gita he has promised, I reciprocate to the degree you surrender unto me. His own promise has been broken because the gopi's surrender has been unconditional. So the verse is, Naparayeham niravadya samyujam. Samyujam, relationship. Niravadyam, vadya means to speak. Avadya means that which is not speakable, something which is not nice. Niravadya is negation of negation, which means that which is without blame, that which is perfect. Niravadya samyujam, your relationship with me, the Lord says to the gopis, is unconditional. There is no condition applied. And hence, it is the highest form of surrender. Swasadhu krityam. Next line is swasadhu krityam. Actually, in Sanskrit, grammatically, it is singular. Swasadhu krityam. Your, even a single act of yours towards me, I am unable to repay. Singular is used, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that singular is used because even a single act that the gopis you have done towards me, I am unable to repay you. Vibhudhayu shapi vah. Even if I live for the life of Brahma and tried, the Lord says, I cannot repay you, O gopis. Yama bhajan durjara geha shrinkhala. Because you worship me, giving up dur jara. Jara means to become old and rusty. Dur jara means that which does not become old and rusty. Shrinkhala means chain. Geha shrinkhala means the chain of being, the chain of being attached to household life. So this attachment to your family is like a chain, and you were able to cut this chain. It's a beautiful word. That which does not become jara, which means durjara, which means it is never getting old. Such is the chain, the bondage of family life. But you were able to cut through that and come to me. The Lord tells the gopis, samvrishya, and you were able to cut your relationship with everyone of this in this world completely. Samvrishya means completely. Tadvaha pratiyatu sadhuna, by your very actions you be pleased. I am not able to repay you, the Lord says. Because you gave up your house. So this verse actually tells us the confidential reason for Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas. This verse of 10th canto, chapter 32, last verse. And there is also another verse, which speaks about Mahaprabhu's external reason. That is also a very confidential verse. It appears in the 11th canto. I believe chapter 50. Sorry, 11th canto. Chapter. Anyway, 54 maybe. It is a verse which is a discussion between the Navayogendras. the 9 Yogendras and Maharaj Nimi. And Maharaj Nimi is asking questions to the Nava Yogendras. To one of the Yogendras, whose name is Karabhajana Muni, Maharaj Nimi asks a question. Please describe the incarnations of the Lord in the various yugas. And at that time, the incarnations of the Lord are described, and one of the verse describes Mahaprabhu. What is that verse which you found? Chapter 2, huh? Yes, chapter 2. Verse 54, can you try? So that verse describes the the external reason of Mahaprabhu's appearance. The verse goes, Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita rajya lakshmim. Tyaktva sudustyaja. Having given up the most difficult to give up, surepsita rajya lakshmim, that beautiful Vishnupriya, who is like Lakshmi Devi herself, giving up her, who was, even when Lakshmi Devi appeared from the churning of the Milky Ocean, that even the demigods wanted to be with her. So such was the attractive beauty of Lakshmi Devi. And that Lakshmi Devi was most difficult to give up even by the demigods. Such Lakshmi Devi was given up, such Vishnupriya was given up by Mahaprabhu. So, Tyaktva Sudust, this is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu has been identified. Tyaktva Sudustyaja Surepsita Rajya Lakshmim. Why did he do that? Why did he give up Vishnupriya and the association of his friends? Dharmishta Arya Vachasa Yadagadaranyam. Because he wanted to fulfill the words of the Brahmana who cursed him. This is the external reason. This is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmishta Arya Vachasa, because of the words of the Dharmishta Arya Brahman. Yad Agad Aranyam, he went and took sannyas, went to the forest. And then what did he do? Maya Mrigam Daitaya Ipsitam. Maya Mrigam, all those living entities who are involved in serving Maya Devi, the external illusory energy of the Lord. Daitaya, out of compassion, Ipsitam, he went and he sought them out, Mahaprabhu, to uplift them. Maya Mrigam Daita Ipsitam Anvadhavat, he ran behind them. Mahaprabhu sought them out. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. I pay obeisances to that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam reveals both the confidential and the external reason for Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas, which is described in this verse. Eto boli Bharti Gosai Katoyate Gelo Mahaprabhu Taha Jai Sannasa Korilo. So this verse is very nicely summarized in the purport by Prabhupada and wonderfully described in these five literatures that we spoke about. It is 8:20. I will stop here. Thank you very much for your patience. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki, Gaura Premanandi. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.